In 1978, stiff winds and huge seas kept Diane and Iyad from making the 103-mile swim from Cuba to Florida. Now the host of The Score, normally heard here at this time on KCRW, is trying again at the age of 60. I'm Matt Holzman, and I'll be keeping you up to date on her progress until she walks up on that beach in Florida. Last week, I received an email from Diana with the dramatic subject, "It's off." It seemed that government bureaucracy, not the difficulty of the Herculean ocean swim, was going to kill Diana's dream. I talked to her briefly on the phone last week. She was furious, but in the intervening days, it seems like things have turned around. Where are you right now?
I'm in Key West. I arrived a week ago. It was a tough day. I really lost it. I've been in such control of my training and putting this whole thing together. It's a huge expedition. We've grown to 37 people now. Experts from all over the world in all different kinds of fields, and they're pressured. They've got families, they've got businesses, they've got lives, and right now everything is on hold, and it was the visas. It was honestly making me close to insane. And today, August 26th, word has it that our Cuban visas have been passed, so we're good. I can't tell you, I don't know if you can hear the sighs of relief collectively from down here, but I'm feeling it. All of a sudden, I'm back to being the athlete instead of the nervous, pushy organizer.
Well, let's talk about what you have to do in order to confirm that you, in fact, have those Cuban visas. But I want to just go back to our conversation of last week. The idea that it wasn't going to happen, it just got to be too much to you, it seems like.
It did. I really reached a breaking point. You have such faith, and you have courage, and you don't waver in your belief on the thing. A lot of things are out of your control, but the only thing I could truly control over this last year, and it's been a full year now, it's been more than a year of training, has been me. How many hours can I put in, in the water and in the weight room, and eating the right things and taking care of this. This hurt shoulder and, everything there is that goes around that. And I've done it all. I've peaked. I've done it all right. And then to peak and then let it all slip away from you because government permissions are so darn bureaucratic. I mean, I just can't. I wish I'd kept a journal of how many faxes, how many follow-up phone calls, how many. But Ms. Nyad, don't look at line 3 of paragraph 26A. You didn't cross the T there, virtually. I was at an absolute lost my cool boiling point. I sobbed hysterically. I threw things around the hotel room. It just wasn't me. I've kept very tight, just every obstacle, every, wavering variable that's come my way in a year, and there are many. I've just said, okay, can handle that. Let's move on to plan B. Let's try to create plan C. But this one, watching the weather last week, which you don't get at this time of year, last Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, wasn't quite like glass, but it was very, very light winds. And all of us, every one of us here cried bitter tears. Grown men, the navigator cried as we sat here on the beach in Key West and watched the calm seas come and go because the Cuban visas weren't processed yet and couldn't get an answer. And now, supposedly, they're done.
Okay, and supposedly. So define supposedly.
Yeah, well, I have two emails over last night and into this morning from the Commodore of Hemingway Marina, who says, "Dear Mrs. Steamed, most recognized, most world-respected fellow colleague, sports person, Diana." He says to assure me that the visas are awaiting us upon arrival in Hemingway Marina, but I can't. You know what, Matt? I can't leave here with 37 people on 5 vessels to arrive there to find out that, you didn't understand. You really had to come over yourself to sign them first. None of these people are allowed in. Well, whatever it is.
Right.
I want those visas here.
Right.
And so I have a friend from Mexico going over tomorrow to Havana to get them for us.
And if you do have them, how is the weather looking?
The weather's not good right this minute, but that's okay. They just use that expression constantly in these areas that, just give it another 10 minutes and it'll change. Right now, it's not even the Atlantic hurricanes. It's just a very strong easterly breeze. I'm looking at the palm trees here and the banana leaves. They're blowing pretty good. We're going out for a swim in just a few minutes, and it's a good 3 to 5 foot wave today, but nowhere near the optimum conditions of what we want. So we're now going to be in a waiting pattern for weather, but at least the pressure's off. When the weather comes, we're all ready to go. The whole crew's here. Our boats are fueled up. We do practice swims every day. We've got new night light systems. We've got new signals for me. I'm trying new goggles. You know, we're just fine-tuning now. And now the pressure's off, you know.
Okay. Well, stay in touch, and we'll keep reading your emails, and we'll keep our fingers crossed.
Okay. We'll do, Matt. You take good care.
All right.
Talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
A correction to the introduction to today's report. Diana Nyad is no longer 60 years old. On Sunday, the 22nd, she turned 61. Tune in next week at this same time to see if she gets the birthday present of some good weather, and send her your good wishes at kcrw.com/dream.